Happy New Year and welcome to our third season of TopCon Talks Agriculture. My name is Dave Orr and I'm the Canadian Sales Manager for TopCon Ag, and I will be one of the hosts throughout this season. Today, our topic is the trade shows in the industry and how the current events and economics have affected them. I'm very happy to have with me today John Rossum from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers joining us. And there's no better person to talk to, as John is the Director of Ag and Utility Exhibitions for AEM. Welcome to the show, John.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I'm very happy to be here.
So, John, I would imagine the title of Director of Ag and Utility Exhibitions is a lot more than just getting to attend farm shows. You want to give us a little bit of scope of work of what you do for AEM?
Sure. Association of Equipment Manufacturers is the association for those companies that manufacture ag equipment, construction equipment. Basically, if it's big and off-road, it's probably going to be, you know, one of our members. And one of the big aspects of what AEM provides for its members is trade show service. You know, we try and help connect our members with their customers. And as a part of that service, we own a few major shows. On the construction side, we own ConExpo ConAg and IFBE, and they're the big construction shows, and Utility Expo, which is basically the big show for all the utility equipment, the power, water, those folks. And on the ag side, we partner with Commodity Classic.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. I'm fortunate to be able to work with all of those shows and help those manufacturers make connections with the end users.
Wow. So then just for a scope of work, I know myself up here in Canada, and I get down to the States and we attend lots and lots of shows. How many shows would you attend in a standard year?
Oh boy, Dave, it really depends on the overall workload for me. You know, ConExpo ConAg is only every 3 years. So it's a lot of planning that goes into that. And Utility Expo is every 2 years. Generally, I get to probably, I'd say, three shows of some type in a year, and generally get to at least three or four ag shows each year.
Nice. So I guess, you know, as we sit here today amidst the global pandemic and even a little bit of different other outside circumstances that are putting pressure on the trade show industry, what's the current outlook right now moving forward? And when, in your mind, all things considered, do you think we'll be back at trade shows in a large medium?
That's a great question, Dave. COVID has been incredibly devastating for the events industry and all of those industries that rely on live exhibitions and events. Basically, we went from ConExpo ConAg finished up on March, you know, the beginning of March of last year. And basically, we turned the lights off in Vegas on the way out because that was when the world fell apart with COVID. And for the most part, there hasn't been a large scale live event since. The industry has slowly made some strides coming back with smaller conferences that you can do, you know, in a safe COVID safe manner, where you've got the masks and you've got the social distancing. But it's been a slow climb, and right now, you know, we're kind of at the darkest before the dawn of COVID, and looking forward towards the future, it really isn't going to change until we get vaccines in arms and start to get people more comfortable with traveling again and getting out and being around other people safely, especially for larger events. And if I'm looking into that crystal ball, based on the information that we're seeing, it looks like by second quarter, most of us will probably be getting the opportunity to get those vaccines and begin to feel safe being out in public again. And the show industry, generally speaking, you know, we've got shows that are hoping to happen again in person through summer. And my personal thought is that by the time we get to third quarter of this year, we'll probably be in pretty good shape again.
Well, that's certainly, you know, welcome news. You know, the excitement behind the vaccine is definitely building, and you know, you can kind of have that future outlook of how your life gets back to to normal, right? And, you know, I know that we were chatting a little while ago that something that I've, you know, really noticed in my job is that sometimes as part of my job, you get a little bit worn out on the trade show circuit, especially at specific times of years when across a region or demographic, there is trade shows that are back to back in consecutive weeks or multiple weeks in a row. But when you sit there and you realize that that's been taken from you, you certainly sit there and think, I do miss the trade shows and I miss seeing the people. And there's a lot more to trade shows than just going and working the booth and sitting there and trying to showcase your equipment. It's about the relationships you've made and the connections you have across, you know, my country of Canada, or for you, probably most of North America. So in your time working trade shows, and I know it's been for a few several years for you now, what are some of the neatest relationships you've built, whether it's just locally or even globally?
Oh, Dave, I've actually been in shows now for over 20 years. And I got to tell you, the experience is always unique and different, you know, and on different levels. For me, I have the opportunity to meet a lot of our members and work closely with them, with the folks that are at the equipment companies, at the manufacturers, and get to know some of their challenges and what they're looking for in a show and in marketing and what they're looking for in a new way to connect with their customers. When I attend a show, one of my favorite things to do, if it's a show where I don't have a responsibility, you know, I'm just going as an attendee, I love to hang around the food court, and you can get the best conversations going over a hot dog and a leaner table or a picnic table. Just grab somebody randomly and start talking. And that's really where you can learn the most about what's going on in the industry with those end users.
Yeah, that's so true. And it's the part that I miss for sure. I guess from your perspective in your role working with a lot of people, and I hope you can kind of narrow it down to the egg if possible, what are your members saying right now? And your members would most of the time be people that are entering into your trade shows or trade shows alike. What are your members right now saying about missing out on these trade shows? Is it, is there able to put numbers to economic impacts to it? Or what's the kind of the sentiment behind this right now?
I haven't heard anyone put numbers to it yet. You know, the general consensus is that people definitely miss that connection. It's noticeable. You have, in years of working with customers and working with the industry, you build up that brand loyalty and that brand equity, and you've got that clout. And over time, when you're not having that touch, and you and I both know that that's not just at the trade shows right now. A lot of folks are having a hard time connecting with their end users just due to the COVID restrictions. You know, there's dealers that have restrictions on how many people can come in, what they can see and touch. There's a lot of folks on the input side that aren't allowed out on farms right now as part of their COVID restrictions. That's devastating for those relationships and for, you know, being able to maintain and build new connections. There's just a complete lack of exposure to for manufacturers to get exposed to new customers, and vice versa for customers to be able to get hands-on with that equipment.
Yeah, and you do bring up a great point. It, you know, it's not just trade shows that are affected. It is that face-to-face interactions. I know in my region, there's certainly a lot of dealerships that aren't even allowing customers to come in because of local government guidelines, right? So it's not just the trade shows that are feeling that impact. It is the industry in a whole, and it's challenging for sure when agriculture specifically is one of those lasting industries where that handshake is still very valued. You know, you can't just go onto Amazon and buy a lot of the things you're looking for without feeling comfortable. So having that handshake and having that face-to-face interaction with your local dealer, even if it is the auction mart, it's challenging and poses some very unique things across this interactive industry that we're in. Moving a little bit to a different topic about trade shows, a lot of the current trade shows that were scheduled for this past year and even moving forward a little bit for the next 3 months have gone to a virtual platform. What does that mean? Is this something that you think would stick around? Is this a direct show replacement? Kind of give us your thoughts on virtual shows and as a replacement to the in-person shows.
Well, virtual is an interesting topic because it honestly is a byproduct of COVID, and it's a product that nobody really was looking for on either the user side or the manufacturer side. It's forced shows to basically look at trying to replace what they had with that in-person, face-to-face, shake the hand, see the equipment event, and replicate it online. And it really hasn't done a great job, I'd say, overall as coming across as a natural replacement. When you look at the number of shows, and it absolutely ag shows have done it, and you've got it all the way across all industries have ended up doing that. The ones that have had the best success, I would say, are probably the ones that have a high education focus, where, you know, instead of sitting in a seminar room listening to a speaker, you're now sitting in front of your computer listening to a speaker. The hardest part has been trying to recreate that touch point and that, you know, you can't see me doing the finger quotes right now, but the virtual trade show aspect has just been really difficult. Basically, the shows have asked manufacturers and exhibitors to, you know, set up a new website within their website for the purposes of trying to, you know, attract eyeballs and make connections. And it's been a difficult go. I do think that there's some aspects of it that'll stick around, again, especially in some segments and some industries. If a farmer needs to get certification on for sprayer application, whatever it might be, those credits, those classes, that can be done online versus going to, you know, drive 50 miles to sit in a classroom for a day. You could do that online now. I think people are going to be comfortable with that.
I think it's important to note to our listeners that a farm show, as we talk about it, isn't necessarily just going and looking at or seeing the static displays and maybe the crops and field demos. There's also quite a few shows out there that are, you know, 100% agronomy led, where it is all in sessions in large ballroom style events or breakout sessions. And there's a multitude of varieties of farm shows, or what we call farm shows in the industry. And it's not just as simple as saying, okay, you know, next year we're going to get back onto this farm show where it's a, you know, 80-foot booth with all of our equipment in it. There is people in our industry that need to keep up certifications. Agronomists need to keep up certifications, and those are obtained through farm shows or farm events. So it is important to know that some of those are kind of the digital or virtual side of it is a little bit more fitting, right? But maybe the traditional farm shows that we like to meet our end users at are going to be a little bit harder to replace virtually than the classic in-person.
That's a great point, Dave. And, you know, at first blush, you think about how farmers work and how they think and what they're doing to get information now on those products. And even when there's, you know, go back 12 months, farmers still start with all their research online. You know, they're looking at YouTube, they're seeing how other farmers are using that equipment. They're talking to other farmers in the chat groups. They've got, their own online networks that they rely on for advice and for product information, and they go to those company websites. So you would think at first blush that the farmer audience would be all about going to that next level and doing a digital trade show, but the experience hasn't been what they expected. You know, it's not what they're used to in the manner of when they go online and they're looking for that information. It's just a different format. And I think it may be a place for that in the future for some folks, but I'd put my money on the live any day of the week.
Right. And I think there's also a draw to the equipment side of the trade shows, where you go and you might be able to talk to somebody that isn't from the local dealership that might have a different perspective of that said piece of machinery, or maybe comes directly from the manufacturer themselves that can speak a little bit more clearly to a new coming product that quite hasn't hit the market yet. You know, there's guys or end users, I guess we should call them, that are truly going to that farm show to find that last nugget, is to see what product they want to go with, or if now is the right time to go with that said product.
Yeah, Dave, and you kind of hit the nail on the head with the difference between live trade shows. And we probably should have started there with, you know, how there's a lot of shows. Ag has a lot of darn farm shows out there right now, or has, and there's a massive difference in the level and size of those shows. There's still a lot of local and regional shows that have been going on forever that, you know, are half county fair, half product showcase, and half family reunion. That's too many halves, but it's still a fact. And it's a lot of the folks that go and are attending are looking for the hats and yardsticks. They've been doing it forever. It's ingrained in the rural lifestyle as something you do. And then there's that next level show that you talked about, where it's probably not local. You're going to have to make a commitment to get there. It's not free. It's, you know, it's typically not put on by a local venue or, you know, a radio station. You're looking at more like the NCBA trade show or Commodity Classic, where it's put on by the industry associations, just absolute next level stuff. And at those shows, you know that it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be the dealer that you talk to all the time and have access to. The folks that are working in those booths are going to be the manufacturers. They're going to be the engineers. They're going to be the designers. And, you know, they're as interested to talk to those end users as the end users are to talk to them. Because they want to find out, you know, if here's how we designed this product, how do you plan to use it? You know, when what can we do to make it better next time around? And those are those aha moments that shows that that really build connections and relationships.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that brings an interesting point of the level of farm shows. And you know, we see it across my region for sure. And you kind of know what you're going to, but at the end of the day, you're still meeting people, and you're still getting contacts, and the end user is still getting what they go to that show for. And I think that's something that we sometimes forget as exhibitors at farm shows, is that the end users that are coming are still being satisfied for what they believe that farm show represents to them, whether it is the family reunion or whether it is the opportunity to go and collect a hat or whatnot, or talk to a person they haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about ROI and expectations. When you go in, you know exactly what you're going to get at those various shows. And it's, whether it's a family vacation or that day away from the farm, heck, those local shows, we both know a lot of the folks that are working in the dealers, or their kids are playing ball on the weekdays with your kids.
Right.
You know, it really is that whole community coming together. And whether that's a community that sees each other on a regular basis or sees each other once a year, once every other year, and that's that need for getting together and feeling that sense of community is really what it's all about.
For sure. And then going into COVID, so let's say it was, you know, Q4 of 2019 or into Q1 of 2020, what was the industry's feel on trade shows? Was it feeling that, you know, we were holding our own, trade shows were stronger than ever? You know, kind of give me your thoughts heading into pre-COVID, where you and the industry kind of stood on trade shows in the ag market.
Overall, trade shows were incredibly strong heading into last, you know, coming into 2020. I mentioned before, and I, you know, it's a recurring theme with the members of our association that I talk to on the ag side, that there's too many ag shows, and that when anytime you have that much competition for a product, you know, it does have an impact on the overall. A lot of the smaller shows are struggling. They have been struggling for some time. We've seen some of those smaller family run or facility run shows that have just stopped happening because of support. In some cases, you see where dealers are no longer getting manufacturer support for some of the low-end shows, or the ones that just don't have enough bodies there to justify the investment anymore. But other shows, end up picking up a little bit more of that market and a little more of the segment. And everything finds its, the market seems to solve itself in a lot of ways.
And that's so true. But I guess my next question on top of that one is, when we come out of COVID, and we all will, how will the trade show look? What will be different? I assume that we'll probably see maybe a couple less trade shows. Hopefully for local organizing committees, that's not the case, but some trade shows might take 1 or 2 years to recover and get back up and running, and other ones might just pick up where they left off. But inside the trade show, do you think we'll see any major differences? Are we going to see some hybrid trade shows that are half capacity or half physical, half virtual? What are your thoughts, or what are you seeing in the industry right now about that?
I think you're going to see a split there, Dave. You're going to have budgets have been impacted. Marketing budgets have been shifted for 2020. A lot of money that had been directed previously or earmarked for trade shows went away. In 21, marketing still, there's a big question mark right now for a lot of folks and a lot of companies as to how soon this recovery is going to hit. I mean, I gave my third quarter projection, but I think a lot of companies that put major time and resources into shows are still uncertain about how fast that recovery is going to be. So they may be reluctant to sign back on for those earlier shows, anything that's, let's just say through July or August, those shows may end up being smaller. I think on the other side of this, I think initially, at least, you'll see higher attendance at shows because people have a strong desire to get back out and do it again and get back, to start rebuilding those relationships.
And by that, you mean a higher end user turnout, where the producer?
Yes. Yeah. The on the end user side. In fact, it might be a weird juxtaposition where you have fewer exhibitors at some shows, right, and more attendees than they previously seen, just because of that. The exhibitor investment may not be ready to return yet to some shows. It may not return at all. But the end users, it could spark a whole new level of interest just to get back out and spark up those conversations and connections.
And I guess that would be kind of, the ultimate thing is where the end user's presence is what's going to drive the regeneration or rejuvenation, I guess, of the shows, right? I think a lot of companies that would exhibit these trade shows are going to have to make some decisions until those ROIs are understood again and the budgets are back in place, right? But if we see more and more people and we have record-breaking attendances, that's what's going to drive those rejuvenations, and that's what's going to drive companies to get back in there and make sure that they're at all these shows that they were pre-COVID era.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. I think that's exactly it. It's you always have that chicken and egg situation with any kind of event or a, heck, even if you're on throwing your own party, you wonder who's going to show up. And this COVID situation is really going to, in my gut, I really think it's going to drive attendance on all levels for shows.
Yeah, no, it might be one of those positives that we can come out with, and maybe a year from now we can talk about how majority of the shows are back up and running and are strong and have great attendance again, and the outlook in the future for these trade shows is nothing but positive.
It would be nice to see some kind of a positive out of COVID, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, everybody is kind of sitting there looking for them. I know that we handle it a little bit differently in Canada, certainly. And Lockdowns are a lot more common, and 28-day don't go outside your houses unless it's for groceries are certainly realistic, and we battle them. And so there's not even a contemplation up here to have maybe like a little small show or, you know, something a little bit modest, but up here it's nothing, right? So it brings a different element for sure.
And I think even regionally, you'll see recovery at different levels and different rates. Some of the behavior that they've had during COVID, and that willingness to get back out there sooner. I think in general, the ag community is, well, they've not stopped working. I mean, let's face it, farmers haven't stopped farming because of COVID. They're still out there every single day doing exactly what they did before. There's no, you know, sitting at home and deciding you're just going to work from your house. So those folks, they're ready to get back out and do something different again.
Yeah, and that's a great point that COVID did not slow down the crop cycle. The earth was still ready to be sowed, and the grains were still ready to be harvested. So no matter what COVID wanted to do, that was one thing that they couldn't take away from us as an industry. And I guess moving forward, we hope that trade shows don't rush into this, and we take all safety precautions, and just like anything, where we are excited to find that normalcy and move back into a routine and kind of get back into the groove of pre-COVID. At the same time, for the safety of everybody, maybe ensuring that all health measures and you know, this is all under control before we get too excited and try and pack a couple thousand people into a exhibition grounds or something along those lines.
Oh, absolutely, Dave. I won't say it goes without saying because I didn't mention that earlier, but yeah, absolutely. The first shows that do happen are going to look very different from the latter shows, you know, and when it gets back to full steam, let's just say, everything is going to depend on that locale where the show is being held. And right now in the U.S., the rules are so different from state to state. You know, Florida has shows that are going on. They're back in business. Vegas has some shows that are going on. They're not huge. They're smaller. They're taking the COVID precautions. They've got masks. They've got one-way aisles. They've got sanitizer everywhere. I think those things, again, as vaccinations get in arms, you're going to see a little bit more consistency on how those venues start to open back up again. You'll see smaller shows first. They'll be the first ones to get back out of the gate, and there'll be a slow build. The thing that's positive on the farm side is that we do have a lot of outdoor summer shows, and those folks might have an advantage, especially in late spring and into early summer, for those shows that are outdoor shows. You know, they don't have to worry about the one-way aisles and the social distancing, and masks will probably still be in order, but they may be able to get out of the gates a little bit sooner than indoor shows.
Right. And I think we can probably all imagine that the number one giveaway at Boost for the first year or so is going to be company branded masks.
You know, but once it's in the rearview mirror, no one's going to want to look at that product again.
That's right. I hear you. I'll be more than happy to go back to living without that. But I think, you know, we've covered a lot of topics, but I think at the end of the day, once we get up and running, every show will probably have to go through at least one version of their show post COVID to try and get their feet back on the ground and see where they stand and see what they need to do to maintain that show, whether it's abiding by health guidelines or restrictions, or what their new demographic will look like. But it will certainly pose an interesting time for the industry for probably, 12 to 18 months after a majority of North Americans are vaccinated, and it will be interesting to see where it will go for sure.
Absolutely. And the, if COVID has taught us anything, it's that planning is really hard when you have absolutely no idea what it's going to throw at you next.
Yeah, absolutely. And all we can do is kind of ride the ebbs and flows and continue the path that we've so far navigated for almost a year now and continue on.
That's right.
I think, like I said, we covered a lot of topics. You know, trade shows to a lot of people probably wouldn't justify a large conversation, but it's important to note that there's a lot of people in the industry that are affected by it in a lot of different ways. And it's something that we don't often talk about, but it was great to have you on and get your insight from the professional side of hosting farm shows and working on the administration side of it. And I greatly enjoyed our time today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Once again, thank you everybody for joining us. And I hope you enjoyed your time here today and the information that John brought to us. Hope you all will join us next time. TopCon Talks Agriculture.